I think she's out with a surgery or something.
Oh, is that right?
Okay.
Well, that'd be the case. All right, well then, it's 11 o'clock, we'll call this meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Yes, Commissioner Mastalato. Commissioner Fairbanks.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Reynolds.
Here.
Commissioner Hatley.
Here.
Commissioner Riston.
Aye.
All right. Salute the flag. Bruce, will you lead us in the flag salute?
You bet. Tim, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Acknowledgement of visitors. Looking in the audience, we see none today. Board meeting minutes. The board will review the minutes and consider their approval for the regular meeting of 17 November 2021.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of November 17th, 2021.
I'll second it. It's been motioned and seconded to approve the minutes. All signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? So carry. Thank you. Number six, employee safety meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included those in your packets so you could review them if you wanted to.
Anyone, board members, have any questions about the safety meeting minutes?
I don't. I'll make a motion that we approve the safety minutes of December 7th, 2021.
I'll second it. Motion seconded to approve the safety minutes as agenda size. All in signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. Thank you. Authorization of warrants.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Fairbanks came in yesterday. We went over the list of warrants, checks and electronic transfers totaling in $499,232.51. I don't believe Commissioner Fairbanks had any issues.
No, I did not. Let's see. Let me look at my little notes here. The warrants. So I make a motion that we accept the warrants as we... including $499,232.51, and that would be check numbers 27138 through 27179, including the commissioner's checks numbers 10203 to 10208. And electronic fund transfers.
I'll second.
All right, we've had a motion to approve the warrants and seconded. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So carry. Thank you, sir. Fiscal reports.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included those in your packets so you could review them, and if you had any questions, I'm more than willing to answer those.
Any board members have any questions?
Nope.
Seeing none, then we just have to, we don't think we vote on, we just take as information, correct?
Yes, yes, sir.
Right. I'm remiss. We should have introduced our city attorney.
Yes, and that's my fault, actually. This is Attorney Dave Ritchie. He's standing in for Attorney Scott Huber today. Scott had a previous engagement.
I thought maybe Scott got a haircut and I didn't recognize him.
It often happens. They get confused in that way.
Welcome, Dave. Thanks for seeing me.
Yeah. I'm the slightly less good-looking one.
I was going to say, you bring the handsome to Colin. You.
Which is not part of the words, but yeah, I appreciate that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like we have a board member walking in the door.
Oh, I heard.
Hello, everyone. Well, hello, Commissioner Mastalato.
So, do you have any report for us, Dave?
I report to you that Scott Huber regrets he wasn't here today.
Okay.
Because you're feeding him. Because you would otherwise be feeding it.
Oh, yes.
You missed it.
Well, I'll make a motion that we accept the attorney report then.
All right. I don't even think we need to vote on that. We'll probably accept it. And then please show the minutes that we have board member Masalato is attending. And
yeah.
Welcome in. Number 10, the manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So operations and maintenance, we had no major operational or maintenance related issues this month. We did have a nice storm. As you guys will see, we're kind of still in it. Flows got up, where did we top out to? About 17 million. So we did have to divert some flow into the storage ponds, which we are currently bringing back and processing and getting ready for tonight's weather event, which we will, hopefully we won't have to do that again, but we will be prepared. Keep you guys up to speed on the influent pump station. The groundwater, as you can imagine, has been an issue. They're dealing with it. We're not behind schedule. We're still a couple weeks ahead of schedule, but it is becoming an issue. And so they're trying to work around it and work through it. Still no issues with Gateway or Coleman on that project. Both seem to be doing a great job for us. So I'm pretty happy with the way that's going. And I have faith that Gateway will power right through this water stuff, so not worried about that. To keep you guys up to speed on Rudy Creek Pump Station, what we've been doing over there. We've been working in conjunction with the city and with the Thermalito Water Sewer District on that project. I want to extend a big thank you to Thermalito Water Sewer District, to their board members, and to the manager, Jamie Boucher. We requested that they waive our fees for water service there for the new pump station and the connection fees, and their board approved that. Obviously we will still pay for the materials and everything that go into that, but they've waived their fees, which SCORE greatly appreciates.
Did you ask them if they'll pay for the material?
I tried. Jamie gave me a sideways look, so I shut up. But no, that was very nice of their board and their manager Jamie to do that for us. So the last item that I have to talk about, which I will need to get some direction from the board on, is the East Interceptor repair. So previous board meetings, you guys had told me we wanted to go about the engineering process a little different. So Micah and myself put out requests for a proposal on how they would fix it, alternative fixes, and a ballpark construction and engineering cost. We've received three of those. We are evaluating them currently. So what I need, or what I'm requesting from the board is, which way would you guys like to proceed forward? Would you guys like to have a committee of you guys to help me and Micah make that selection? Would you like me and Micah just to go over them and bring you our recommendation? Or would you like to all sit here and go over them in a board meeting or have a special meeting to do that and just to make the decision?
Are these contractors that we've worked with before?
So it's not a contractor yet. We got one from Jacobs Engineering, we got one from Coleman Engineering, and we got one from North Star Engineering.
Okay,
and so we worked with all three of those companies before.
You know, yes. I would be fine with you guys making the evaluation because we all know all of them.
Okay.
And just bringing it to the board. That would be my...
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
That's my preference too. Cool.
Sounds good. I just wanted to make sure that...
Give us your recommendation.
Yep.
Okay, we'll work on that this month, and then next month we'll bring a recommendation what we think we should do.
Gotcha.
And that's all for the manager's report.
Any board member questions of the manager? Thank you, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even add one thing
out here. This construction site, that water, I mean, it's filling up. And this might be a silly question, but when we have storms like this, does the water table rise?
Yes.
In this area?
Yep.
It does.
Yep.
So there, even to pump that out, it's just going to continue.
It's just
going to
continue
up.
To fill up. So, they made a decision just to wait until this storm is passed. They're going to pump it out and they're going to pour slurry in the bottom. And hopefully that'll prevent some of that from coming back in. But once they get the concrete poured, then they can move on. That's the big holdup right now, is getting that bottom slurry poured in the easternmost section of that, which is the deepest section. That's the wet well. And you know, the elevations that they're dealing with there, I mean, it's basically the bottom of the river.
Yes.
And so that's why it's being difficult for them. But they're confident that once they can get it pumped out and then get a week or two of dry weather, they can put concrete in there and keep pushing. So.
Is slurry concrete?
It is. It's a type of mix.
Oh, okay.
It's a weaker mix.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's got structural strength that just has 3 sacks of cement per yard rather than 5 or 6.
Mm, thank you.
And a smaller aggregate.
One thing I did want to add to my manager's report that I forgot real quick is that we, starting December 1st, we hired a new operator. I'll introduce him to you guys, to him during the luncheon, but it's going good so far. So we replaced the operator that we let go at the end of November and then brought in Mark. So, and everything seems to be going really good so far. So.
And what licenses or does he have?
He has no licenses currently, but he's passed his grade 2. Okay. Test. So he's just waiting on time.
Okay.
So he started December 1st. He already had 2 months in at the city of Dunsmuir. So we should be looking at him being licensed about October of next year as a grade 2.
Thanks, sir.
That's it for me.
I'm looking in the audience for any visitor comments. I see none. And number 12 is commissioner and staff comments. Any commissioners have any comments?
I'd just like to say I think it's been a very successful year, and thank you for that, because it just feels a lot better than it has.
That's good to hear. I appreciate that, Mr. Mayor.
It's nice to be able to have that confidence.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to everyone, and thank you.
I appreciate it. And thank you guys for the support. You guys have really help me out whenever I've asked, so it's been awesome.
I second what Chuck said about that. It's been it's felt really good down here, and moving in a different direction with legal counsel as well as the management and running of this facility. So it's very positive, very good change for an otherwise not so great past year.
Yeah.
So and same thing. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
I would like to raise kind of a different issue because of the tornadoes that occurred in Kentucky, and it actually came very close to some family back there, in fact, like a mile. So I'm going to pose a question, and you don't need to answer now, certainly, but what if tomorrow the plant was hit with either a tornado or an earthquake and you lost the plant? What would we do in the meantime? And I'm not asking for an answer now. I'm just saying that maybe.
Well, first thing, we'd have to call the state water board and let them know the situation, and then we'd probably just take direction from them on what we would have to do.
And the reason I'm asking that is just I know we have emergency plans in place, but it might be nice for the next meeting that we actually kind of review our emergency plans and let your safety committee look at it and have that discussion. Because I know there's a, you know, if you lost a plant tomorrow, could you bring in a temporary plant, or could you, you know, do something with it? Because the water's going to keep coming here.
100%. It never quits.
Yeah,
yes.
There's no valve to shut it off. So
nope.
I just wanted to pose that idea because the folks and the family back there that's going through stuff, they've lost a lot of stuff. And it's interesting to me having that discussion that I thought, you know, what if the plant did have that disaster? And the two things I think are our biggest threat here is tornado and or earthquake.
Yeah.
You know, we're in that earthquake zone. We can have an 8-point earthquake here very reasonably. So it's just something to have as a future discussion. And I'm sure your plans are in place, but it might be nice if you'd be able to let us know what would be that possibility.
Yes, sir. We'll throw that on the
water.
Yeah. Yeah. There's possibilities. And just
discounted rate untreated.
Exactly. Yeah. Just a short answer, we can move water.
Right.
That we can do. We could keep the city from flooding. We could keep Thermalito from flooding with sewer and Loapa. Now, whether the state would be real happy with where we were moving that water to, that's a different scenario. We have approximately 22 million gallons of storage here on site. So that would give us 8 days where we wouldn't have to put it in the river under normal conditions.
Right.
If we had storm conditions, 2 days. So that's probably the first thing, would just get the portable pumps out and start moving water, storing it while we're working on a plan on how we would treat it and get it in the
river. And I know there's the facility that had the housing for the worker housing, they had a portable plant that they brought in. I don't know what kind of capacity portable plants have or whatever, but that's an interesting idea. You know, if you could set up, put one of those in place. I know we got a tour of their portable plant, and it was pretty extensive down there. They have about 1,000 people in occupancy and workers' housing down there. So I know it's possible, and I'm not wishing for it at all, but it'd be an interesting discussion to have and just a thought-provoking idea. So.
For sure. Yeah, those package plants can do, they make pretty nice little package plants that you can buy, and they'll just drop them in your parking lot and go.
Okay. Any other comments or questions from commissioners?
No, I'd just like to say that I've enjoyed my time here. It's about 6 months, I guess, now that I've been here. I think I came in July. And I would echo what Chuck said, that I think that Glenn and Micah and the whole crew down here is doing a fantastic job. I'm very impressed with the way that the operation runs, and I'm happy to be here.
All right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, Bruce and I came under a different era. We didn't know the attorney or the general manager before you, so yeah. It's been running very smoothly since we've been here.
Well, like, it was the gloom and doom era.
I have a little history with the previous attorney. She was a public defender for a while, and I was actually her assigned attorney while she was a public defender. So I do have a history with the previous attorney, and I can understand some of the problems that you folks may have faced. And I'll leave it at that.
All right. Well, given the challenge put by Commissioner Fairbanks, I would ask to adjourn this meeting at 11:16.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Record. You better do it quick, Dave.
I call it adjourned. Thank you all.